Now, we've gone through the general overview that Rabbi Avraham had what is B'tor. And he said that bitachon is not just a good idea. It's called about chiyuv habitachon. And chiyuv habitachon means, and when in the very introduction to what he says, bitachon by Shem Yitzhak of Yisbar Shmobu, achas hamidot hachrumidovs. One of the most exalted midos, v'afilu yisod miyisodos haTorah. It means it's the basis on which other things stand. V'chein l'cholak al chiyuvo echom l'cholak al haTorah. He said there are three different approaches to the world. There's a person who feels this nisim. Chumash is full of nisim. And when we daven in the morning, we say nisecha shebchol yom imonu. Nisim are always here. Well, I don't see the nisim. So, Ramban writes at the end of Parshas Bo, that's a whole story of Purim. That's two types of nisim. Nisim kriyas yamsuf, a clear and obvious violation of all of the laws of nature. Clear. There was no suffix whatsoever. Nisim nisatara. Achashverosh couldn't sleep that night, and this happened, and this happened. Noach had to be placed over here, a conversation of Bigsum Vaserish. And then everything fell into place at the same time. And recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated the entire thing. Means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly involved in managing it, and when you see it all come together in an unbelievable way, and there's nothing that departs from Chukei HaTeva. Nothing of the parts from Chukei HaTeva. That's still HaKadosh Baruch Hu's orchestration. And it begins, when can I rely on Nisim? No person can rely on Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu occasionally nowadays will bring Nisim. And Nisim also, I don't know if someone can be Makeh B'Nes. Remember after the Six-Day War, when one of the most overwhelming things imaginable. So, the ceremony on Harat Sofim, Yitzchak Rabin announced, basically, in this war he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting directly with Nisim Gedolim. But then a year later, of course, no one remembers it. It doesn't go down into the person's DNA. Take it for granted. So what is the mitzvah in the Chiyuv B'Tochen? He says to recognize and fully internalize the idea that anything and everything that happens to me in this world happens because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I put myself in his hands because I recognize that he is running the world. And there's a Gron Mishlei. It's a few psukim there. Kimat Sayyid, but the Gros spells it out. I confront another human being. If I think that they have power over me, I'm empowering them to have power over me. But if I feel that I'm in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, so that he has no independent power over me. I'm not empowering him. I have to view anything and everything that happens to me as coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it works within Teva. I understand that I have to eat healthy. I understand. But if I don't eat healthy, why don't I eat healthy? I said, well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be healthy, there's no such thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do a nes for you. Who are you that why are you on that madrega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks through Teva? He created the world to function according to Teva. Okay. But that accepting and recognition that he's running the world, okay. And he said, that doesn't mean a person's supposed to be lazy. No. You have to work hard in this world. You're working at Odom Lomo Yula. But working hard means recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs it, and he will bring bracha to me, and my success depends on him. So in Divrei Shlomo b'shevach ha'avoda, as we have the sefer on page 119, mechayvim hismakus l'inyonei olam hazeh. The fact that Shlomo HaMelech talks disparagingly about lazy people, ogav b'kayitz ben masu nidam b'kotzer ben levish, you have to work, doesn't mean you have to become addicted or a work addict to all the inyanim olam hazeh. He says, because he says, Tov ma'at b'yiras Hashem be'od sarav mahuma. So he says, I have to work hard recognizing that there's problems with me. He says, normal, believe have frozen. Therefore, what you're working is in a non exaggerated manner. The Yakib Ptimi Yusuf, the Ikon Hator, Gabe Vitoch, the Yakish as Rove Itosov, Isuk Batora. People love quoting the Rambam about Parnassim. They make a very serious mistake. As far as Rav Avraham was concerned, no. The Yaakov Pnimius of Ikon HaTorah Gabi Bitoch, and it's all cultural, I have to work hard. Because of that, I can dedicate most of my time to Torah, Ukim Mitzvahs. The Rambam writes, Perek Aleph Hilchos Tamid Torah, don't work more than 3 hours a day. I'm not saying everyone agrees with that. But for the people who like to quote the Rambam anti-parnasa, Rambam was quite extreme. Im ein kemach ein Torah, the main Torah ein kemach. You need kemach for Torah, but you need Torah to get kemach. Okay, now, then he moves on to cause and effect. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim is very, very clear. There's a medrash. There are two gesos in the medrash. The Rambam one counts the other. Ein l'chol kol esav v'esav. It is not a blade of grass that grows. Shein l'chol malach kol chav omer v'omer v'gadel. That if that leaf out there is growing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a tzivui to a whole chain of command. Make that leaf grow. He's the cause of everything. He says, HaKvutza HaShlishis. He says, foolish people cannot look at the world and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu functioning within it. A firm person or an emes of Ben Torah sees the world and sees how HaKadosh Baruch Hu functions within this world. Now, then he goes, Chamish Chalki Bitoch. We've discussed the parameters until now. Once again, it's something a little more concrete. Says, Hamovel Bitochum, the person is a Baal Bitochum. Shmiya Bukol Hashem Yisal Dvekus Batarosu Hishomus Mene Merido. Being Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch, making sure that you listen to everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, number one. Let's see, you dovok in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, and you make sure against rebellion. Rebellion means I'm in control, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in control. V'tach b'Hashem v'yaseh tov, tavel Hashem v'shmor darko, shuv tzadikim me Hashem. It's number one. Now, bitochen goes in two different directions. We're talking in two different directions, God. In the direction of achievements in the physical world and achievements in the spiritual world. Now here, we'll just give a hakdomah. In the spiritual world, the Ramban says, if I have any realistic goals, my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm 100% committed to it, I can have bitochon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me that ability to function with it. So the Ramban says, on the other hand, if I'm absolute bitochon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will wire into my account 100 million shekel tomorrow, I'll be a rich man. It's a difference Ramban talks about. Nitochen in Yon Elam Hazin and Nitochen in my spiritual cook. Yeah, call Nitochen. It says something similar with a slight difference. Shetachliso dosis any Nitochen. That is, whose goal is dosis in religious. And even if it's not something I am, but it's an extra madrega in avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not I have bitochon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me the money I need to buy the esrog. I have to buy the esrog. But I have a certain higher goal than avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will supply me with that if I genuinely want it. I do whatever normal hishtalos is for it. I have the talking that he's going to make it work. On the other hand, if the tachlus is gashmis, he may yes, he may no. There, it says, I need food to eat. And I need a parnassus, so I don't have to depend on tzedakah. But let's say I need parnassus. But it's, why I need parnassus? Because I need parnassus. I have to live, I have to breathe, I have to function. Our income or she's tabik by Boris Hashem Yisalva, or I'll have time to learn Torah, etc. No. It's a, so that's a, that is not, that is for my physical needs. Nergo Botech Hashem Bedov Hashem Ikim and Ayatsu, going by cautious home love. I won $100 million. Yapachal has nothing. This minimum physical needs, maximum physical needs, minimum spiritual needs, and maximal spiritual. And where does Bitochen fit in into all of this? Nachshivas Hadibur says, "Who Harchokas Nezik Chomo Kegonza Hanigram LaAdam BeBriyosu Machlosu VeYamidenu BeSakonis Chafoshes." He says, not achieving anything, but staying away from danger. Chayim Adam Lizkor is Haftochos Hashem L'misha Boteh Bovo Somei Cholov Haklos B'Shir Shal Pekoyim Yoshe B'Seser Eliyahu. He says, what is, no, we say Yoshe B'Seser Eliyahu, when do we say it? Motzei Shabbos. Why do we say it Motzei Shabbos? He's saying Vehinom Yoshev Yisrael Eliyahu. Does anyone know why we say it Motzei Shabbos? Or when you sit there, you say it this time, you don't say it that time, some one of the times. Anyone ever bothered why we say it? Everyone think of why we say it? Okay. So the cloud, when don't you say it? You don't say it when you don't have 6 days of work. If in the middle there's a yontif, there's this, something. Okay. Yoshi, Amlet Hashem, Machzim Tzudos Lokai Echbo. Yatzilcho Nipach Yochush Midevanov. What do we do? We finish the week. We finish Shabbos. We're about to enter a week. So how do I enter the week? With what attitude do I enter the week? Yoshi Bisei Sirelio. Yatzil Shach Kai Yishkana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distant. Yatzilcho mipach yochush. But even though he's distant, he's going to save me from all the hidden dangers that faces. Chiz hamiz v'benu abitoch. Omar la'ashem machsim tzudos lokai evtach bo. Ki ato shem machsi elyon santum enecho. Ki vi choshek v'afateh v'asagveh v'kodesh. What does it say? Person can put his hands in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Put himself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Absolute confidence, as long as I do it in a deep way, then I will not be damaged and no hidden damages will come to me during the week. Zchor gam es mamarei dover ova v'sholom. He says, Erchom k'Hashem chizki, Hashem salim tzudosim ufalti. He says, no. But how does one get to that madrega? So he's telling me certain types of bitochen can't come with it with a guarantee of success, and some may be yes and some no. Now he's laying out an entire map. Hatzorach haboteach ulchazik bitchono yidei tefilo bakoshu tchino elav yisala. That tefilah does two things. The word, what's the word to daven in Hebrew? Lehispalel. What does lehispalel mean? To judge oneself. Plilim is judgment. Lehispalel, to judge oneself. That means I sincerely know what I need. I sincerely understand it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sincerely put myself in His hands and ask Him for it. That's the ultimate recognition that all comes from Him. That's says, you go out to war, what does the Pasuk say? Yidavin. Chatzos is a form of tefillah. And it's karatim l'Hashem al-kechem no shatam yavech. Now, he says, Kamas p'niyus ha-botech hu b'Hashem yisala. He says, some people, deep inside of them, there's bikachon. The outside, it doesn't look they have. Some people just forget, just the opposite. Let's just understand how it works. Says, on the one hand, Yodei Atok Echum Ikri HaTorah Ani Omas V'yechya. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me, so He gives life. On the other hand, the Pasuk says, Kisiv Nabayis Chodosh Yosi Sumaka L'Gagacha. Don't, if you have a house, put a maka so someone doesn't fall down and get killed. Well, if Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him to get killed, he'll get killed. Why do I have to take care? No. Before you go into war, and no bitachon, but you still have to fight. The fact that tefillah means I put myself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, but it's not a stira to making all those efforts. So no shevachar b'vakochem b'vad. They're not being saved in war through their spears and their ammunition. But I have to make a sincere, I'm making a sincere, honest effort in two different directions. Fighting as best I can fight. Knowing the success of that fight. It depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu make me succeed in war. It says like this. Someone gets bit by a poisonous snake. Gives example. Don't think it just happened. And get some antidote to make sure that you're saved. No. Understand, A, that it happened because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen to you. And this medicine to go against the poison will work if a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants, but you have to take the medicine. He says, if so, it doesn't mean. It does not mean there's 100% guarantee on anything, because the Torah has many cheshbonos, what happens to me. I have to have bitachon, I'm out of my hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my success will be because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can rely on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me, but at the end of the day, he says, Yesh, avongus mastirin, but I may have a lot of avarice in my baggage. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, wait a second, Ein Echanami, he has bitachon. Wonderful. But he has to get punished for all independent things. anything, and what is he saying here? Something else. I have to be tochen, I have to do my ishtadlus, and I have to know that whatever happens to me is going to happen to me because of Sar Varish. Now here, there's one thing he doesn't say. That's the famous Rambam Mor Nevuchim. That there's Hashgacha Pratis and there's Shmira. Shmira means Enochanami. Anything that ever happened to me happens, Hashgacha Baruch Hu makes it happen. Accept it. Today I had an unusual morning. I drove in, around 15 traffic lights between me and Yeshiva Torah Moshe. I had a green light everywhere. It went straight through. I don't even remember the last time it happened. Sometimes it can be 15 red lights. Okay. Even that's part of something happened like that. The Paras Chav Arnish. And we don't understand Chav Arnish. Says the Rambam, but, and here's a but, that if a person is mentally entirely dovok in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he can be guaranteed that he lifts himself up and no danger will ever happen to him. But you have to have your mind 100% preoccupied with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, most of us, when we function in this world, I'm busy driving in the morning. Yes, in the back of my head, I can say something, but when I'm driving, I have to make sure that this one thing that happened, this thing doesn't happen, this thing doesn't happen, this thing doesn't happen. He says, normal human beings cannot have their mind actively preoccupied with the Kodesh Baruch at the same time while they're driving, even though subconsciously I know, but I'm busy making sure the guy coming from the left, the guy coming from the right doesn't bump into me, and incoming traffic doesn't do this. Madrega of the three of us in Moshe Rabbeinu was that their minds could be involved in this world and preoccupied with Kodesh Baruch Hu simultaneously. But only these four people have. But if you're in a specific situation that you're able to have your mind 100% preoccupied with Kodesh Baruch Hu, so you lift yourself above causation and no damage will happen to you. That Nefesh HaChayim. This is the Rambam Mor Nevuchim. And he works through the psukim in Yosheb B'Sei Tzeralion that way. Yosheb B'Sei Tzeralion is not talking, as Rabbi Avraham says, about regular B'Toch. It's talking about the person whose mind is totally preoccupied with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Pasuk promises, is there a Chumash here? And not a Siddur here? Anyway. What is it? And Rambam says, what does it say? Lo su'una elecha ro. The nega lo yikra. He says, Be'rosh yachlusof, asad knofol tefz. Excuse me. Lo siru in pachalo, you don't have to be afraid. Mechetz yof yomam. A missile hitting you. The deva bo'ofol yavol. It's yipo mitzitchelo. From this side, 1,000 people won't be able to do anything. On the other side, 10,000 people. Kiata shemarsi elyon samto melech. Lutzun el charo v'nek charo. He says, how does that happen? So he says, Yosheb B'Sei Tzeralion is talking not about general cause on a person while his mind is totally preoccupied with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chaim V'Moshen writes, a person conforms himself in a matzah. And he's of danger. He's able to think, Ein od milvado, there's no other power in this world besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he can focus on that exclusively without any distraction, then he'll be saved. And, you know, during the Holocaust, there's certain people who are able to do that, and Nazis walked right by them. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue the next few weeks to the end of this month. All aspects of Bitachon.